Although bed bugs are most often found in beds, they are also found in dressers, closets, electrical outlets, and appliances. They are hardy creatures and can survive in both freezing and in extremely hot temperatures. They are also smart and tend to stay out of sight, especially during the day. Bed bug saliva contains a substance that has an anesthetic effect on the skin, thus the reason a person may be unaware they are being bitten. Why are bed bugs such a problem? In addition to infesting our living spaces and the beds that our patients sleep in, bed bugs are also found in movie theaters, on airplanes, in clothing stores, hotel rooms, and even in office buildings. Infestations are troublesome when bed bugs feed on human hosts repeatedly and are inadvertently carried from one location to another. Most challenging, however, are the sleepless nights and fear of being bitten that plague people who have encountered bed bugs. When traveling, the possibility of bed bugs present in hotel rooms can be a source of anxiety. Bed bug infestations also have a negative stigma associated with them and are a source of embarrassment once discovered. Healthcare workers run the risk of transporting bed bugs from patient homes to their own home and to other locations as the bed bugs hitch a ride on clothing, bags, and other objects that come in close contact with them. Good bag technique will minimize the risk of picking up an unwanted hitchhiker. Adult bed bugs are about the size of an apple seed, 5 to 7 millimeters long. They appear long, reddish-brown, and have an oval-shaped body. As they feed on their human or animal host, they become engorged and elongated. Bed bugs can live for weeks between feedings. Although they are not social insects and do not colonize, they do, however, group together in good hiding locations. During their life cycle, female bed bugs can lay 300 to 500 eggs and produce 1 to 5 eggs per day. The eggs are 1 millimeter long, slightly bent, and look like small grains of rice. They are often seen in clusters and attached to cracks and crevices close to where the adult bed bugs are living.